Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Normally, when we talk about emissions, we're talking about carbon dioxide. But recently, there's been more focus on another greenhouse gas, methane. We had Juliana Marullo and Harrison Katz from our Possibly team look into what's being done to reduce these emissions.
Hiya, Megan.
Hello.
So first, give me a refresher on methane. I know it's a really potent greenhouse gas, but where does it come from?
Okay. Methane gases come from a lot of different sources, but the biggest are oil and gas production. After that, it's cows.
You might not know from the clever branding, but natural gas is just methane, and it leaks into the air all along the supply chain, from getting it out of the ground, to delivering it, to using it in our homes and businesses.
Got it. So why have I been seeing methane in the headlines recently? What's changed?
Basically, the federal government is cracking down on methane emissions. That includes new regulations from the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA.
What are the new rules?
To find out, we talked to Kyle Daniels, CEO of Clark Valves in North Kingston, Rhode Island. He says,
the most important change of the new EPA regulations is that all oil and gas producers, both household names and small producers, will all have to meet the same regulations.
And that could make a big difference. According to a recent study, small producers supply only 6% of the nation's oil and gas, but they cause 50% of the methane emissions from this sector.
And because of the Inflation Reduction Act that passed last summer, companies have to pay a fine if they don't plug their leaks.
How big are the fines?
The fees would start at $900 per ton and increase to $1,500 per ton by 2026.
Is that a significant amount?
If you add up all of the current leaks across the country, they're estimated to bring in over $1 billion in fees.
Which is a lot of money. But let's put that in perspective. ExxonMobil and BP, the two biggest gas producers in the United States, reported close to $40 billion in profits just in 2022.
Okay, but let's say I'm a gas company and I don't want to pay those fines. What do I do to control my leaks?
It's pretty simple. The technology to detect leaks is widely available and it's already in use.
Once companies find those leaks, it's just a matter of updating infrastructure to fix them and investing in new technology to reduce leaks in the first place.
For example, Kyle's company makes zero-emission valves. Think of movies you might have seen as a kid where the doors on a spaceship open and close in a tight spiral, like a camera shutter.
This means that when the valve is closed, there's a super tight seal that doesn't let any methane leak out.
Kyle says it's a great option for companies who want to avoid those fines.
If you don't leak any methane, you won't have any fees.
And he's not the only one working on methane leak solutions. There are plenty of other companies looking into this.
Plus, there's funding available to buy this technology. The Inflation Reduction Act also includes more than $1 billion in EPA grants to help repair leaky methane supply chains.
So it sounds like if there's a will to stop some of these leaks, there's definitely a way.
Yes. Like many of the issues around climate change, we have the technology. Now we just need to use it.
Awesome. Thanks, Juliana and Harrison. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of The Publics Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.